Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And the Oscar goes to everybody who won last night. So how much did you watch, Manny? Did you watch most of it or a little bit of it?
I'd say probably, if I could put a percentage on it, I'd say about half.
Well, did you notice that everything I had an opinion, I was wrong on two things. I got everything else right.
Well, you got the Julianne Moore one right.
I got Julianne Moore. I got J.K. Simmons. I got Patricia Arquette. I got Citizen Four.
You got Eddie Redmayne right.
Pardon?
You got Eddie Redmayne right, too.
I got Eddie Redmayne. I said that it would either be Boyhood or Birdman. So I got, I think I should get at least half credit for that. I said they might give one. They usually don't split it, but I thought Birdman was a better movie than Boyhood. So, but I'm willing to take one of the hits on that one. And the other thing that I lost was on the animation. I would have. I thought that Box Trolls was probably the best. Mm-hmm. I thought they'd give it to Dragon.
And that was Big Hero 6 that won, right?
Yeah, Big Hero 6 won. I don't have any objection with that. But so I would have won the Oscar pool. But it was, I mean, the thing is, I thought the show was kind of fun. I thought Neil Patrick Harris was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And coming out, in his underwear, and, I thought he was cute. But, I thought it wasn't a very interesting show because everybody that was supposed to win, everybody that was predicted to win did.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, what can I tell you? And, I thought the speeches were much more political this year than they usually are.
Yeah.
There was one about women's rights, one about gays, one about Mexican workers. There was one other one, Polish. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, I don't particularly mind that. I just thought the show always goes on too long.
Yeah.
And the Polish guy who went through.
It was about 3.5 hours, wasn't it, the show?
No, it was four.
Was it four?
It started at 8 o'clock and was over at like 5 minutes after 12.
Okay.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah. Wow.
Which it really doesn't have to be. I mean, the thing, the Golden Globes does it, and I think some of the awards they're going to have to start giving, like BAFTA does, that they do the major awards and then they have a video that runs afterwards with some of the minor awards. I mean, look, if you're a sound editor. This is a really important job, and God bless you, and I think you should get your Oscar. But I don't know that many people actually hugely care about that. And I think some of those awards should be, this could be an hour and a half show that everybody would watch, and then everybody else could watch the special awards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that would be something, the specialized ones could be like, you could view that on a internet feed or something. You know what I
Well,
mean?
Or you can do, as I said, what BAFTA does, which is they... pre-record, they have their big parties and then they just do the winners.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's none of the patter in between and there's none of the station breaks and there's none of the commercials. And
well, and that's the other thing too, the network, ABC, they've got to sell, the advertising and
huge amount of time. Well, I was reading an article that said that that advertisers really feel that placement in the Oscars, even though the audience isn't quite as big as the Super Bowl, results in better sales, that they're more effective. Mm-hmm. That the audience is a bit more upscale.
Yeah.
Daytona happened over the weekend.
That's right.
Well, that was a messy Daytona.
Yeah.
But they did respond quickly to putting the barriers up so nobody else broke their leg. It was kind of alarming.
And the winner, I think, is they said he was the second youngest winner ever.
Yeah, from Connecticut.
Yeah. I think he's like 24 years old, they said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, teenage drivers certainly are the reckless ones. Just ask any insurance company.
Joey Logano was the winner.
There you go.
Yesterday, yeah.
He was just thrilled.
Dale Jr. finished third.
Yeah, that's the one everybody... this is his last race, though, right? He was retiring after this.
No, you're thinking of Jeff Gordon. I think Jeff Gordon
that's right,
the one
that's right.
Who's hanging it up.
Yeah. Mm. Well, once your reflexes go, I suppose you go, so...
Yeah...
So lots of celebratory stuff. I mean, now is there? I don't think there's any. Is there anything major that happens between now and like Easter? Well, there's St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. but that's sort of in a different category.
Yeah, I think we're kind of going to hit a little bit of a dry spell here in the next couple of weeks.
Before, yeah, exactly. Before you know,
after what, about a week and a half of just nothing but celebratory stuff every day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. We need some peace and quiet. It's supposed to be. Yesterday we got to nearly a heat wave of like 40, and it was just everybody was walking around. And although, as somebody pointed out, if you had snow and you didn't shovel yesterday, you had black ice this morning because it was in the 40s.
Mm.
But then, I mean. It would seem to me if you've got ice someplace and you know it's going to freeze overnight, that maybe you do something about it. But
it was ridiculously cold here in the Twin Cities yesterday. It was below zero all day yesterday. And
well, we're supposed to get 1 degree tonight, but then it's supposed to warm up basically and be in the teens overnight in, I think, the high 20s or something, which is going to feel fairly warm after all the stuff we've had.
So. I think we're going to hit the upper teens today, but I woke up this morning and looked at my phone, and it said 11 below this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I had to warm my car up for an extended period of time this morning before coming in.
And warming yourself up is yeah. always a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so did we give people a chance to, you know, one of the big fusses, and actually a couple of people sent me emails last night about the fact that they didn't acknowledge Joan Rivers. But Joan Rivers, I'm not sure, was she ever in a movie? She did the red carpet, but, yeah. You know, that's, I'm not sure that, and Elaine Stritch, I don't know if Elaine Stritch was in movies either.
Mm-hmm. Not sure.
But, you know, because I thought Meryl Streep did a great job, but I didn't realize, I mean, I watch that every year, and I sort of view myself as keeping kind of more or less up to date, but I there are a couple of people I didn't realize James Garner had died, and Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, well, the Bob Hoskins thing, I had actually forgotten about it, and then when it popped up, it was, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, but,
yeah.
But that's the memoriams are always.
Yeah, there's always. Oh my goodness, who knew?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of what do you think of Lady Gaga's Sound of Music performance?
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I thought
you really
cool.
I mean,
I view her as kind of this kind of pop star, kind of bigger than life. But I mean, I think she just blew the roof off the place,
yeah.
And Julie Andrews seemed genuinely touched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be a tricky thing when somebody is kind of recapping your proudest moment. And I've met Julie Andrews, and she really does seem to be an incredibly gracious person. And apparently she had, like, she doesn't sing anymore. She had some polyps or something on her vocal cords. But I thought Lady Gaga was, I mean, I thought her dress was bizarre. I kept thinking she was going to take it off and have something else underneath it. And she looked like a building. But I thought she sounded fantastic.
Yeah, she did really
well. And, I mean, she just, and then when Julie Andrews came out, I mean, I just thought it was a wonderful, wonderful
She
moment.
Looks great, by the way, for
yeah.
for how old she is. She's she looks great. She looks healthy. And she's
really a nice woman. And I thought she was incredibly gracious to Lady Gaga. I thought, so, Joan Rivers, you know, because as I said, a couple people texted me last night and said, how come Joan wasn't on? I said, well, she wasn't really a movie star. She was, you know, she did the red carpet,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't really a movie star. She wasn't in movies. And Elaine Stritch, to my knowledge, she did, I don't know that she ever did a movie, except the documentary, I'm Still Here, I think, and Richard Kyle wasn't up there, was just another actor, but...
Mm-hmm.
And the picture of Robin Williams didn't look at all like Robin Williams. I thought that was bizarre.
I know, it looked like an older picture from...
Like what he was, his bar mitzvah picture or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I thought it was... I thought all the speeches were good, more or less. But, you know, there were no surprises. That was the only thing that I sort of And I thought Neil Patrick Harris was great. And I don't know how they did the montage at the beginning, but that was wonderful.
I thought Common and John Legend did a great job with the performance of Glory, too.
Oh, that was, and watching everybody cry during that one. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. If you'd like to do a recap of what you think should have won, or movies that that you think should have been nominated and weren't. There's sort of always the day after Monday morning quarterback. As I said, the movie I liked the best was actually at least nominated here, which was Selma. I thought Selma was a terrific movie. I mean, I liked all the movies that were nominated. I thought Virunga probably was a better documentary than Citizen Four, but I knew Citizen Four was going to win. And so every year when I do the ballots, I try and, you know, if I can, I do two ballots. I do what I think should win and what I think will win. There's not necessarily a huge overlap. Sometimes there are. I mean, I think Julianne Moore, certainly J.K. Simmons, and Eddie Redmayne. Yeah, I thought Patricia Arquette was good. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I was a little surprised. I expected Boyhood to do better than it did, and it didn't. You know who did fairly well, other than Birdman, was Whiplash. I think it won everything it was nominated for except Best Picture. And for that little movie, but this was, as we talked about on Friday, this was the lowest grossing Oscar field ever. And half of the revenues were directly attributed to Sniper, American Sniper. So they thought that they were sort of, that they would deal with the discrepancy between what people liked by going to see. Although I'm not sure that that's, I was talking to people over the weekend, and as you know, last weekend, and I think this weekend too, Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, made $85 million last weekend. And made some part of that this weekend. It was still number one, but nobody liked it. I don't know. The word was dissatisfied. But the idea that the reason that they increased the number of nominees a couple of years ago from 5 to up to 10 was to deal with the discrepancy between what the voters liked. Although I thought the woman who was the head of the Academy this year was wonderful. I thought she was great. Much more political in the speeches this year other than Marlon Brando a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I thought it just was too long. And I thought Neil Patrick Harris was great. You know, to a certain extent, the production numbers are fun, but that's not what you watch the Oscars for. And there were huge dresses this year. Dresses. Did you notice that Julianne Moore's husband walked her up to the steps so she wouldn't trip?
I thought that was great.
Yeah. You know, what you want is that. And she was glad that winning an Oscar added 5 years to life because she was married to a younger man. There you go. All right, it is National Banana Bread Day, thank goodness, and National Dog Biscuit Day. Trying to combine the two is probably not a great idea. And in this day in 1861, I didn't know this, Abraham Lincoln arrived secretly in the Capitol after thwarting an alleged assassination plot in Baltimore.
I did not know that there was
a previous attempt.
Yeah, a first assassination attempt.
Yeah, yeah. There was probably more than one, actually. In 1870, during Reconstruction, military control of Mississippi ended and was readmitted to the Union in 1870. Boy, it took them a while.
Yeah.
Alabama became the first U.S. state to enact an antitrust law in 1883. It's kind of an interesting notion that Alabama would be kind of that politically, I guess, astute is, for lack of a better term. And just to torture me, in 1896, the Tootsie Roll was invented on this day. And I want you to know, I went to a food pairing thing on Friday night, and guess what dessert was?
What was it?
Chocolate cake. Chocolate mousse cake. I didn't eat it. But I'll tell you what I did, which I think is going to be my new approach. Because people keep throwing chocolate at me. Somebody else offered me chocolate. I said, I can't do it. I gave up chocolate for Lent. And, I mean, you can't sort of fall off the wagon in the first week. So I brought it home and put it in the freezer. But I didn't eat it. But it feels less less deprivation. I just figure on Easter Sunday I will become an enormous pimple. 1903, Cuba leased Guantanamo Bay to the U.S. in perpetuity. Oops. In 1905, Paul Harris and three other businessmen met for lunch to form the Rotary Club, the world's first service club. Calvin Coolidge in 1927 passed a bill establishing the Federal Radio Commission, which became the FCC, to regulate the use of radio frequencies in the United States. Dun, dun, dun. That would be us.
We are listening to you.
Yeah, they are, and you're listening to us. In 1954, the first, this is a really politically kind of laden day, the first mass inoculation of children against polio with a salt vaccine begins in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So that's interesting. 61 years ago, and we're going backward. In 1998, tornadoes in Central Florida destroyed or damaged 2,600 structures and killed 42.
Wow. How many tornadoes it actually was.
It doesn't say.
Well, because we just had the
story with all the tornadoes.
Like
there were
60 tornadoes ripped through. I think was it Texas? I think or somewhere in. Like
I think it just said the South. I don't even know that it was in one state. We could check it out.
Yeah.
In 2005, I did you know about this? The controversial French law on colonialism is passed, requiring teachers to teach the positive values of colonialism. After a public outcry, it's repealed at the beginning of 2006.
So it didn't
positive values of taking over a country. Whoa. I mean, it's extraordinary that they pass it. And then in some ways, I suppose it's extraordinary that France has a really odd relationship with immigrants, even odder than most places. So,
yeah.
All righty. So, speaking of immigration, you heard that Sean Penn, who was an interesting person to choose to give out the Best Actor Award, said who gave him his green card.
Yeah.
But apparently that's a joke among his friends.
Well, because I think him and the Birdman director, I think they're friends, right?
Or
they
apparently, yeah.
I wonder, have they worked together maybe on a film in the past? Or
I don't know. I'm trying to think what else he's done. That you could Google Sean Penn is probably the quickest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he then said two Mexican instead of row. That's suspicious, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, it was an insult. The director says nothing more than a brutal joke between old friends.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking up the director of Birdman.
Yeah, directed his 2003 film 21 Grams.
Okay.
And the pair remained friends, posed for pictures after the ceremony. He won 3 Oscars on Sunday night. He's told similarly brutal jokes at Penn's expense. I make on him a lot of very tough jokes that I will not tell you.
Yeah.
Well, and it was interesting that the Oscars actually started and ended on the same note because I think Neil Patrick Harris's opening remark was tonight's the night we celebrate the best and the whitest. And then he said, oh, no, I mean brightest. So
oh,
it
yeah.
Sort of
yeah, I remember that.
Began and ended on exactly the same note. But I thought it was impressive that the head of the Academy was... See, I always thought it was a bogus kind of thing, that you nominate the best, and you don't want to have reverse racism. You don't want to nominate somebody. Although I thought David Aiello should have been nominated. I don't think it's because he wasn't... because he was black. I think it's just that there was fewer people saw that movie. That movie didn't do terribly well, and that there was it was a very yeah. tough category. As I said, I thought he should have been in it, but I thought the reason he wasn't in it wasn't because I don't think it was a racist statement.
And he did
he
a terrific
in it.
Job. I mean, that's
it was wonderful, and that movie will be seen in 20 years. Whereas Birdman, I'm not so sure. But 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, my God, Dr. Joy, I love your show.
Well, thank you, Brian.
I can't believe I'm online.
Yes, you're not only online, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air. I can't believe it. I kind of need your help.
Okay.
I have this problem. I'm applying for jobs, and I get hired, and I kind of go to the interviews, and then I don't show up for work.
Wow, why not?
But I don't know. I'm working now. I mean, I've had my job, present job, for the last 8 years, and I don't know why I do it.
All right, well, let's back up a little bit. So do you show up for work at your current job? that you have now?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Okay, so this is an old problem, or are you thinking about looking for a new job?
Oh, it's been an old problem. I've been doing it quite often. You know, I've probably turned down 10, 12 jobs in the last 3 months.
Well, I mean, the good news, Brian, is you're clearly marketable. What are the jobs? All right, let's talk about what are you currently doing? What kind of job do you currently have?
I drive truck three days a week.
Okay. Would you like another job? Would you like to do something else?
I got to drive 90 miles to work, but they pay really good. So
back me up, because you're giving one pro and one con. You're one positive and one negative. Would you like to do more work? Would you like to do different kind of work? What's if you had a magic wand and could get any kind of job you wanted at this moment, what would it look like?
Something local and with the same amount of money, but that's
okay.
In this area, it's impossible.
All right. Well, but don't assume that. I mean, first of all, the economy is, as you know, is in flux, as evidenced by the fact that you've gotten a bunch of calls in the last couple of months of people offering you work. So that's a good sign. If we look at the two areas, if we look at the money and we look at the commute, would you be willing to get a little less money for a lot less commute, or would you like a little less commute for a lot more money? What's the trade-off there?
Probably a less money for the commute.
Okay. Where the people who've been calling you, have you been applying for those jobs, or have they just been calling you because they know about you?
I apply for them, and I get them and don't show up.
Okay. Let's talk about the last job you applied for that you got and you didn't show up. What was the job? Was it a trucking job as well?
No, it was maintenance work at the casino.
Okay. Is it close to where you live?
About 10 miles.
Okay, so that knocks the commute out. What was the difference in pay from what you're making now and what they were offering you?
Well, they were offering me like $8.90. Right now I get $23.
Well, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So the good news is that it was close. The bad news is it's crappy money. Did you know what they were offering before you went to get to apply for the job? Or once you applied for the job before they offered it to you, did you ask about salary?
Well, I already knew what they paid.
So given that you knew ahead of time that the salary was going to be a third of what you're making, why would you apply for that job?
That's why I don't know why I do it.
Well, I mean, maybe just to prove to yourself that you have options. But the problem about it is that the world is kind of a small place, and you don't want to have somebody who accidentally talks to somebody else who says he's just unreliable. I mean, it's certainly not unusual to be offered a job and turn it down for any one of a number of reasons. Did you explain to them why you were turning it down?
No, I kind of gave them excuses why I didn't show up, that my car broke down.
Oh, see, I wouldn't do that. What I would do is I would probably make a phone call and say, look, let me be honest with you. I would really like to come and work for you. I mean, I hate my commute, but I can't take a two-thirds pay cut. And I probably should have sorted that out ahead of time. Maybe I had hoped that that there was going to be some magic, and I don't. You know, I'm flattered and I'm appreciative of the time that you spent in offering me the job. I just can't afford to take that kind of pay cut. So I'd call up and be honest with them. But I think it sounds to me that there may be some magical thinking here, or maybe just some lack of clarity. I mean, it may be that the day that you applied, you were just so sick of the commute that you thought anything's better than this. And then when you looked at the reality of the discrepancy in pay, you thought, well, it's not better than this. So why don't you, I'm going to walk you through an exercise, and I'm going to put you on hold, and you think about it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. That the next time you're thinking about applying for a job, you write down those two categories. You write down, well, and there should probably be a third category. The first category should probably be the commute, because that sounds like that's the overwhelming part. The second is the salary. And the third is the enjoyment factor. For lack of a better term, I'd probably call it fun, that you just think you might enjoy it. And also, if you figure that it's a 90 miles round trip or 90 miles one way?
90 miles one way.
Okay, that's 3 hours of your day. So you have to figure out that your wages, and you're working 3 days a week, you have to amortize the amount of money you're making over not 3 days a week, but essentially four, because if it's basically 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, that's another 8-hour day That's 9 hours total. So instead of being paid, let's say, $40,000, or let's say, $40,000 for 3 days, which is basically $13,000 a day, which is a lot of money. Or let's say, well, let's make it $4,000, which is much more likely. $4,000 a week, which is $1,300 a day, that it's really $10,000 a day, which is a third less. Which means that you may be getting closer to the amount of time, the amount of money per hour that you'd be on some other job. Now, that's a third less rather than two-thirds less, but still. So, as I said, I think you should have a column that, or a piece of paper that has three columns on it: the commute time, the wage, and the fun factor. Because I mean, life is not, if you're making enough money that you're getting, basically your mortgage is paid and you have enough food and you can occasionally take a vacation, you may not need a whole lot more than that, especially when you figure out quality of life is worth something. So I do that homework before you go into even before you apply for a job. A lot of times you can find out that if it's listed online, or if it's somebody you know, or if it's listed in a paper somewhere, that you can, it will have a description of what the salary range is. And if the salary range is just completely unacceptable, then don't apply for the job. I mean, you don't, I know it's comforting to feel like, well, gee, they want me. But, you know, I mean, you're wasting your time and their time. And if you need a job with someplace in the future, they'll just view as unreliable. So you don't want to do that. That just, I mean, it just doesn't, it's not, it doesn't benefit anybody. And what mild ego stroking you're getting from somebody offering you a job is going to be more than offset by the fact that if you ever need to go back there, they won't hire you. Okay?
I think that's why I do it, for ego purposes. I don't.
Well, no, I get that. I think it's always nice to have somebody say, yes, we want you. But if a year from now you decide that the casino job would really be fun, they're not going to hire you because they're going to view you as flaky. So I would mend that bridge right now. And for the going forward, I would make sure that the job meets your criteria. But, Brian, it sounds like, are you single or married?
Married.
And your wife is going along with all this?
She doesn't like it. That's why I kind of needed some help to see why I do it.
Yeah, it sounds to me, if I had to guess, I would have guessed that you were not married, that you're lonesome and you're feeling you need that kind of reinforcement. And there's a part of you that's feeling very fragile right now. So the idea of somebody offering you a job seems very appealing. And having
that's
a hissy
true.
Fit. Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's true of all of us that, I mean, I think you're a little braver than most of us, because most of us are not crazy about looking for a job, but it sounds like you're so successful at getting people to offer you a job that there's not much of a challenge there. But maybe what you need to do is find something that's worthy of the challenge, that a job that you actually really want, not one that you just think you can get. I think you need to look at that third column very closely, which is the fun column, the one that really makes you happy. So find out other ways of feeling good about yourself. Maybe do some volunteer activity so you have that core that says, hey, I'm good, I'm connected, people value me. Because it sounds, look, if you can get all these jobs offered to you in a difficult economy, you're charming. You're really good at convincing people that you're valuable to them. But do it in a way that makes more sense to you and more sense to them. Go do something that makes you feel connected to people and makes you feel like people really value you, because there's nothing like being a volunteer to understand that we're connected and that we're valuable. Does your wife have, do you have family in the area that you're living in now?
Oh, yeah, I got 5 daughters.
And they all live in the same area?
Yep.
Okay, are they all grown?
Yep.
Well, here's an idea. If you like the job that you have and it pays that well, and your wife doesn't have a job right now, or she has a job that may be transferable, why don't you move closer to your job and then come see your daughters on the weekends? Because you're going to do that maybe one day a week, and you're doing your job 3 days a week, so you only have to do that commute one day a week for fun, and the other three, you're living closer to your job.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the universe's way of saying move closer to your job. And so the money then is great. The commute essentially goes from 90 miles to 5 miles. You and your wife can probably find a lovely place to live or to rent. And go visit your, and then you'll have those the other 4 days a week to go visit your daughters. And you can do that. I mean, that's, you know, that's fun. And it's one day a week as opposed to every day to go to work. Maybe that's what all of this has conspired to have you look at.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. So, I don't know that we have the numbers yet on the Oscar, Oscar telecast, but Birdman is now a big deal. Let's see if I can pronounce his name quite. I think it's Inuratu. I think that's correct, isn't it? It's close.
Sounds right, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't know either, because I'm not great with those kinds of pronunciations.
It won Best Picture, Director, Cinematography, and Original Screenplay. So, and last year, as they said, Alfonso Cuarón won for, so they're saying two Mexicans in a row. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
A national blow. There you go. There you go. It's really interesting. I saw, and then we'll go to what your picks were for the or for what should have been nominated and wasn't or didn't win. I saw a play which I'll review for this week called The World of Extreme Happiness, I think is the name of it. Let me just check to make sure. It's a complicated one. The World of Extreme Happiness. I got it right. And it's about a woman in China who's, it turns out 160,000 Chinese move from the countryside into the cities to work in factories. Sound familiar, folks? And they're treated as second-class citizens. And this is the story of one Chinese woman, and as you're aware, in China they have the one-child policy, so girl children are quite often either given away or left at orphanages or left to die. And this is a story of one such woman. And it's just, it's by different terms, very exotic because it occurs halfway around the world and seems very familiar. It is funny. It is sad. They actually have a self-help guru. Certainly appeals to me greatly. But it was just an amazing kind of thing to see and then watch the Oscars of that kind of juxtaposition of the fact that it's the same every place. And then we forget that, and at one point, one of the women makes the comment of saying, okay, try and run your lives without us. Try and figure out who's going to clean your clothes, pick your vegetables, cook your food, drive your cars, mine your coal. And I'm thinking, wow, this sounds really familiar. So people's inhumanity to one another and the inability to say, there but for the grace of God go I. And McFarland did very well over the weekend as well, which is the same story. So, I mean, for me, there's something very, not reassuring is the wrong word, and comforting isn't exactly the right word either, but promising, maybe that's the word, about the fact that in art we're sort of looking at these questions and putting a human face on political issues and trying to find our inner humanity as opposed to our inner anger. All right, so let's hear what other movies should have been, should have, could have.
Well, we asked what movies people thought should have won at the Oscars last night. And a lot of the ones we've gotten have been American Sniper, which...
First of all, it was a surprise hit in that it's made more than everything else. It made essentially what everything else put together made. So, mm-hmm. good. I mean, good for American Sniper, good for...
Did it win anything last night?
Did it win sound? I don't think it... I thought it won one thing.
Okay.
But it was a minor award. I'm trying to think what it was. Maybe sound? No, because sound was Birdman and Whiplash. Whiplash won 4. It won everything that it was nominated for except Best Picture. Mm-hmm. It may not have won anything, except it won at the box office. So,
what did you think of J.K. Simmons' speech, by the way?
I think he is just a man who's so comfortable in his own skin.
He's very
call
cool,
your
man.
Mom.
I think he's awesome, man. He's very
yeah,
cool.
And I thought Neil Patrick Harris thing where he did the whatever the thing, State Farm or whatever the insurance thing is.
Yeah,
I thought
you
he did
won an Oscar. Bump,
yeah,
bump, 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 bump. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, I thought Neil Patrick Harris was great. Yeah, I mean, I thought the speeches were almost uniformly gracious and thoughtful and you know, and I thought it was a very emotional Oscars, even though we knew essentially everybody was going to win. I thought Glory was a high point. I thought Gaga was a high point. Mm-hmm. I thought that Meryl Streep sort of doing her, she didn't do her fist, but she did her finger pointing when Patricia Arquette said, yeah, you know, let's get women a reasonable wage. I thought David Oyelowo tearing up during Glory. I just thought, and Neil Patrick Harris running around in his underwear when they couldn't find him. I mean, I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Michelle thought that the Theory of Everything, I'm guessing she thought the Theory of Everything should have gotten Best Picture.
You know, I thought the performance there was no question in my mind that Eddie Redmayne was going to win. He was so delighted about it. It was such fun to watch him. But I think the movie was kind of a little movie in some ways. It focused more on, it was kind of an internal movie. You know, it just didn't have, look, Oscar loves spectacle. It loves big. It loves, you know, and this was kind of a small, beautifully made movie. I also thought the Alan Turing, The Imitation Game, should have done better, too. They were similar movies. They were both kind of internal movies about charismatic men for whom the world didn't deal very, very gently with them. And in fact, they may have kind of offset each other a little bit in terms of their nominations, because I think they were similar movies.
Eddie Redmayne seemed like legitimately surprised that he won, too. That was the amazing thing about it.
He just seems like, I have seen him, I saw him on Broadway, and I thought he was in Red with Alfred Molina, and he was wonderful there. Mm-hmm. And I've met him. I mean, I don't know him, but I've met him. And he just seems to be exactly who he was. The Brits do much better raising actors than we do. They seem to sort of not get crazy. They seem to be normal human beings, not taking things for granted, not having huge egos, not having huge drug problems. Although, can you say Peter O'Toole and Richard Burton? I suppose we should be a little careful about generalities. But this generation seems to me to be... I mean, I think Benedict Cumberbatch was great as well. I mean, But I think he was genuinely pleased. Everybody seemed kind of surprised. Even though, I mean, all of them that had won before. Had won at Golden Globes, had won... So, I don't know. Look, they're actors. Acting surprise is part of what you're supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah. Janet says, as far as movies, she says Selma for Best Actor. So, and David Oyelowo wasn't even nominated for that.
He was not. He was nominated. I thought Neil Patrick Harris thing of Jennifer Lopez and David Oyelowo both belong here was his little barb about that. Jennifer was not in a very good mood, I don't think. But look, if you're going to be in a cranky mood, don't come to Priscilla. I thought she looked great. So, all right. So everybody loved Sniper. And, you know, that's, we'll see what happens, as they say, down the road. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.